Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books aren't just for school, where book clubs aren't just for women, and we told you we like beer, and we told you we like poop poop.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
We're the Drunk Guys, and this week we are reading The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham, and Nate's starting with a beer.
So this book is basically about animals doing human things. You know, like driving cars and stuff like that. It's just like that classic 80s TV show, Miami Mice, by KCBC.
I saw that one. I was like, eh, maybe.
I made it work.
You know what? I'm going to drink a beer with you, Nate, because I got KCBC's Claw and Order.
I have Nate, a third one in the fridge. But I'm not
gonna say. Nate, could you put the dun-dun sound effect in there?
Might have to. Anyway, this is an IPA. That's all you need to know. I mean, that's every beer in the world now.
Not going to shock anybody. I have an IPA, but I'll talk about it later. So this book came out in 1908, and they've been giving it to bad children ever since because it fucking blows. It's apparently beloved, and I'd actually rather have been in Beloved than read this book. But it tells the story of, it starts off with Mole. And Mole is doing the most exciting thing he knows, which is cleaning his apartment.
Mole, not really the main character.
No.
I mean, for the first couple of chapters, but I think this was all written in one night, and so it just developed into a different character being the main character.
Did you guys read how the book came to be?
There are bedtime stories for his half-blind son, right?
Yeah. The guy wanted to be an author his whole life, but his mom gets sick, and then his dad drinks himself silly, and so they go live with his grandma when she dies. And then he's like, his uncle's like, you got to become a banker or a lawyer. Writing is for communists and queers. Probably. And so he's like, all right. He's all I want to do is write. And then he has a kid and tells him stories, but the kid's sickly. And then the kid kills himself with a train when he's 19. And the guy is just miserable the rest of his life. And this is the stories he told him. He would write him letters like, wow, this is the most depressing intro to a children's book I've ever read.
Well, at least he learned the lesson to not kill himself via car, which is the moral of this story.
Yeah.
Cars are bad.
Car addiction.
So it starts off with Mole, and he's like, I don't want to do spring cleaning anymore. I want to go on an adventure. And getting to the end of the book, I think it would have been more fun if it was just him cleaning for the rest of the book. That would have been just as entertaining or better if it was like, and then he dusted off the pantry. But then he goes and he sees the river, and you're like, oh, what does this matter? And it doesn't. But he meets then another character, Rat, who's apparently, according to the footnote in my edition, not a rat. So nice job, Ken.
He's a water rat, which
is a water
is
rat.
Is a rat.
Yeah. It's a vole.
Sure.
Which is what Voldemort's pals called him. I don't know what a vole is.
A vole is like a shrew.
I guess he just realized it would be really dumb if the main characters for the first three chapters were mole and vole.
It's a small really rodent said. That's a relative of a lemming and a hamster, but it's stouter.
Why not?
So they're thick hamsters. Ooh. The most fuckable of hamsters.
Those chonk gerbils.
So that is the scientific word for it, is chonk gerbil, yes.
Yes, that's from that's what Linnaeus called them. Chonkus gerbilinus. So then they go see you, like, let me show you the river. Being in a boat is sweet. And it's like, I bet. And then you're like, what is this book about? Why haven't I fucking died yet? Why am I still enduring this? And then this is all chapter one. I started reading this, and I read the introduction, and I was like, oh, an hour and 57 minutes left. I'll shit this out on Wednesday then. But then when the actual book started and I had to read this, it every time, you know, like on the Kindle, it updates the estimate for how much more book you have to read. Every page, it just got longer, like I angered a Greek god. It was just it's like 2 hours, 13 minutes. Okay, fine. I could live with that. 2 hours, 47 minutes. And then all of a sudden, like, settles like 5 hours of this fucking vermin book.
It's a Sisyphean task. You just have to keep every time you turn the page, it actually gets longer.
It adds two pages to the book. Yeah, it's like the Hydra. That's fuck. It really, really sucked. So, speaking of hydration, I'm going to have this beer.
Oh, yeah. I had the beer.
We're going to meet very soon Toad, who's a fucking asshole. And he's just like, I think if this book came out today, people would say he has some sort of like disability or something because he is, or he's just a.
He's got affluenza.
Yeah, he's a rich guy. Yeah, he's a rich guy. But he's kind of scatterbrained, you could say.
I almost bought that one too.
Which is a double IPA from Finback, made in, and I can't really read this because it's written in.
Oh, shoot, I actually have some of that in the fridge.
It's like German black letter font here, but it looks like it says Puhast, which is an even shittier Rammstein song. But it's a double IPA with Puhast, apparently. Or Puhast? Puhast? I have no idea.
It's the hop named after famed baseball player and holder of world's greatest name, Albert Pujols.
Oh, Albert Pujols, yeah. All Pujols, as it said on his attendance record at school. And his brother, Philip.
I really hope so.
Imagine, like, Pujols, which one? Phil. Phil Pujols? Oh, well, if you ask.
But I hardly even know her.
So we meet Toad, who's a rich guy. And he's obsessed with whatever newest rich guy thing he has, which in 1908 was the horse and carriage. And then they go hang out, and he's a shitty friend because he's a rich guy. And they're, you know, country vermin. And his, whatchamacallit happens. Oh, they get a car drives past, driven by another animal? Like, I don't understand.
Some of the characters seem to be humans.
Yeah. It's kind of like in the beginning, the mole and the rat and the vole, which is actually a rat, or a rat that is actually a vole, they seem like, oh, these are actual just woodland creatures. But then clearly the book takes a hard right turn and now they're doing human things. And clearly there's a part where it's like, oh, and then Toad took the train to London. And it was like, what? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it gets kind of surrealist at times. Like, I guess they're alongside people now and people don't seem to mind that these are animals.
Clearly we are not meant to dwell on it very much.
This was another one where you're not sure of the size of anything because like he's riding a horse at one point. You're like, is this a tiny horse? He's a toad. But there's a picture of him on the horse. It's like, I guess it's the full-size horse. It's still hard to tell because it's just him and the horse. But, you know, at some point, it's hard to guess. It's kind of one of those, it's whatever size they need to be and whatever, you know, relationship with humanity needs to happen. But it does take a very weird turn.
Yeah. He then, the car drives by, and Toad is like, holy shit, I need one of those. That thing is fucking awesome.
It knocks over his carriage, and he's like, instead of being like, fuck you, he's like, wow, I need one of those. It was going at least 12 miles an hour, that guy, you know.
Those fucking crank handle cars, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, Awooga went the horn.
Well, actually, it said something else, really. Or someone else keeps yelling, poop, poop.
Oh, well, that's the sound of the engine. Poop, poop. That car sounds shitty.
Well, Toad keeps yelling, poop, poop. And I wasn't sure if that was an exclamation of joy or, like, dismay. When he gets, like...
Relief?
When the car gets knocked over... Cart gets knocked over, and he's like in shock, just mumbling to himself. He's going, poop, 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 poop. I was like, what? What's happening?
I think he made one. He made a poop, poop when his carriage got himself, knocked yeah. over. Like, oh my God. Toads have assholes, or do they have a cloaca? What do they do? They're amphibians. I don't know what their deal is.
They've got some kind of hole down there.
I don't know.
Nate, you don't know about every type of animal's asshole? That's what about my needs? Like my curiosity must be satisfied. And we're already on enough government lists after reading the Unabomber book and the Scott Adams book. I can't Google more things like this. Toad anus.
I don't. It keeps all about frogs and toads. Males don't have a penis. I don't want that. I want to know what's in the... Is a frog's butt watertight? Didn't think of that question. Okay.
I think that's one of those, is the Pope Catholic kind of
frogs
things.
Frogs does not have an anus. That's a frog.
I'm looking at some thick frog butt cheeks right now. or toads.
Well, they do have an anal sphincter muscle. They have these weak the anal questions. Sphincter muscles, so their farts aren't loud. We're learning so much.
Educational podcast. So then fast forward, but slowly.
Because they have to do a bunch of other stuff where they go for a walk in the winter woods and come across Badger, who is a shut-in. He's like, I don't go out in the winter. Like, yeah, we're animals. That makes sense. Instead, let's have a feast. And you're like, well, is this one of those stories?
Accident.
It's one of those fucking books where like each chapter is like a different short story about animals. And you're like, kind of. Except the second half, which is all about Toad's criminal career.
When Toad is on the lam.
Yeah.
Takes a real short turn. No sheep in the book, actually.
No sheep. Also, they're eating ham a lot, so I have to assume that pigs are not sentient in this. Otherwise, I have some questions.
They're murderers.
Yeah. Okay, you know, every animal book has got the line is drawn somewhere about like which animals can still be eaten. And I guess in this one, pigs are still eatable.
I mean, have you had bacon? It's fucking awesome.
I'd kill a sentient creature for that.
Absolutely.
So they stumble upon Badger's badger hole in the middle of the woods. At first, they can't find it. And then they're like, and Badger's like, oh, thank you for coming by to visit. And that's the whole chapter. That's pretty much it.
Well, then he tells, what's the news? And somehow this recluse has all the good gossip. And he's like, did you hear about Toad? He's a fucking mess. Toad he's like on car 7. He's been totaling vehicles and hitting people. And he's squandering away his family's fortune on his legal fees for his shitty driving.
And buying a new car constantly.
Yeah.
This book was written to prepare kids for the time when they have to take the keys away from grandpa. That's literally the lesson in this book.
So like, wow, that's a problem. Let's eat more and then we'll figure out what to do with it in another chapter.
Every farmer's market in the area is just completely destroyed.
Well, they need, they're like, we'll get around to this when winter is done, because we're animals and we don't do shit during the winter. And they're like, yeah, good call, man. I forgot about that. So they take a nap for 3 months.
Must be and awesome.
It picks back up in spring when Toad is still causing a ruckus. And they're like, we need to have an intervention because he's addicted to cars.
They stage an intervention and he's very resistant. He's like, I can stop anytime I want.
No, you don't.
You don't stop anytime you want. You don't know where the brake pedal is.
they strip him of his driving clothes. So he's naked and being held down and they take his stuff. He's like, I'm not pledging a fraternity. What is this? And then they hold him in there and they're, you're under house arrest. And he's like, I'm incarcerated? And they're like, no, not that word. No, none of that happens, but it should have. And then they make him quit cold turkey car. Yeah.
And then he says, on the contrary, I faithfully promise that the very first motor car I see, poop, poop, off I go in it. It's like, why would you poop in the car, man?
I assumed poop, poop was the sound of the engine, was a onomatopoeia.
I thought it was like a hip, hip kind of British thing.
That could be as well. It could be any. Poop, maybe poop. Maybe one poop is for each of those. We don't know.
Poop, poop, British.
But he only says it about cars.
Poop, poop, hooray. It's what you say to a three-year-old when they finally take a dump in the toilet.
Oh, man.
I'm getting none of the answers.
Jimmy, what are you doing with your hand under there?
I had to look up poop, poop. So, you know.
I got to rub one out now.
Yeah. Poop, poop, off I go.
I told you I'm into this.
So eventually, Toad convinces him that he's a changed Toad, and they're like,
back to attack.
Quick, let's go get him some ham or something, and because they're bad at interventions, and he immediately runs off to a restaurant and he steals a car. Yeah. And you're like, wow, this really took a turn. Okay. And eventually he's driving and he crashes it immediately.
Because he's a frog. He's not meant to be driving.
Yeah, though he is apparently a large frog. Maybe he's the size of like a little person. I don't know.
Yeah, he uses a little booster seat. He has blocks on his feet so he can touch the pedals.
Quick, someone get me a phone book.
Oh, wait, that hasn't been invented yet.
So, yeah, he then he gets arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison. And you're like, wow, this is a strong moral to this story. But no, that's not it.
I liked that in the courtroom recounting, the scribe or whatever was like, you know, maybe just round it off to an even 20 years. And the judge is like, yeah, good idea.
He's like, it's going to get like 19. Like, 19 is a dumb number.
But they say, I thought stealing the car was the biggest crime, but actually mouthing off to the police officer was.
Yeah. Sassing the leaders.
A bobby.
So, yeah.
He's 20 years hard labor in Reading Gaol, or whatever the hell they spelled jail stupidly back then.
They still spell it that way in Britain.
Why? How did that happen?
Because they're stupid. That's why we started our own country, because they spelled everything wrong.
My goodness. Nate, do you know why they spell it stupidly?
No idea. I bet it's some old English thing.
For some reason.
Middle English thing.
The warden's daughter is like in PETA. And she's like, I don't think animals should suffer. It's like, he stole a car and he almost killed like 8 people. It's like, no, animals need to be free. And so she dresses him up as a washerwoman to get him to escape. And she helps him break out of jail. And then he spends a lot of time running around the countryside dressed as a washerwoman, pretending to be a washerwoman, even though he's rich and has never washed anything. He's not good at pretending. And he's still very, very sassy about the pores, even though he's an escaped felon. And you're like, I don't understand this children's book anymore.
The world is a complex moral place, you know?
Yeah, then he jumps on the train, and the engineer of the train is like, let's go on a trip. I'll take you home to your house, because you're a lady, definitely not a frog in a dress.
Because trains are famous for making house calls.
Yeah, well, you can get them close enough. And then their train starts getting chased by a train full of cops. And the guy is like, actually, I fucking hate cops. Let's keep going, pig or frog.
That's why they eat ham all the time.
Yeah, true. I hate pigs too. And yeah, so he found a sovereign citizen train engineer and he uses him to escape.
I'm just looking for passage.
Actually, this train is my corporation and I have all my rights here. Whatever those fucking people believe, I don't know.
I don't think they know what they believe, but I love watching self-incorporated, videos of them getting tased.
So I am an LLC.
They don't even use legal terms. They just say like it's like they're a Jedi. They're just like, I am a citizen. I am seeking passage. And then the cop's like, yeah, you have to fucking show a driver's license.
I signed no contract. It's like, I don't care. No one did. That's not how this works.
And they're like, okay, I'm going to break your windows and drag you out of this and billy club you in front of your family.
Like, am I being detained?
I say no. Like, I'm going to do it. Or you can show me your driver's license. And then they think they could just bluff their way. Oh, it's so funny. It's awesome.
Well, this train guy gets away because he has the power of the free market and independent sovereign citizenship on his side and the ability to shovel coal real fast.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Roads were created by a government I have no adherence to.
Did you ever, it ever send you the clip of the libertarian presidential debate a few years ago?
Where they boo the driver's licenses?
Where the guys, like, they're like, should, I think it's a long time because I think Gary Johnson was in there, but they're like, should we have driver's licenses? And these are all just nut job white guys from Vermont and
New Hampshire.
Or New Hampshire, actually. And then,
probably New Hampshire, yeah.
And then they're like, what about driver's licenses? And then Gary Johnson seems reasonable. And he's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with having to display some degree of competence. And everyone's like, boo, fuck you, fucking asshole. And then somebody's like, what? To drive my car with my shit on a road? Absolutely not. And they're like, hooray.
Hitler huzzah. Did the same thing.
Let's get in our doomsday bunkers and shit. And like, then 3 cheers for Vermin Supreme.
And they jeers their glasses of raw milk.
like weddings that have chocolate fountains. They just have raw milk fountains everywhere.
And then they all go make chocolate fountains because of all the raw milk.
but the churning, like they're slowly turning into like fucking eggs Benedict Hollandaise or something. It's like, ew, what is that? It's not, shouldn't be. It's like ricotta now. Anyway, anything but this book. So
he's still dressed as a washerwoman, and he somehow like leaves the train.
He jumps off.
It's like that scene in The Fugitive where it's just like, that's what I'm picturing.
Except in drag.
So then he's out in the woods, and then somebody picks him up like he's basically hitchhiking, and the people are like, oh.
There's one step before people, that.
We don't know. Okay.
Where he ends up on the riverboat with the lady. And then she realizes he's not a washerwoman because she doesn't know how to wash her shirts. And so she kicks him off, and he steals her horse and sells it to a gypsy.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, what's happening? Nice. This book was about a happy mole doing his spring cleaning, and now it's about a fucking toad just doing crimes across the fields.
And just a night, just a little bit of racism for the gypsies, just because you can.
Well, the joke, I think, is that he gyps the gypsy, and he, like, makes him pay too much for the horse.
So, anyway, the people, whoever, whatever animal, whatever species driving the car that picks him up, are the people or are the things he stole a car from before, but they don't recognize him because he's dressed as a washerwoman. And he's, like, and they're driving along, and he's like, you know what? Can I drive? And they're like, yes, absolutely. There's no one else here on the road. Sure, you washerwoman. Women driving.
what a comical idea.
And so they're like, you know, they pull a Chinese fire drill, and he gets in, and then he like starts driving, and he just floors it. He just like, and they're like, stop, slow down. He's like, no, I am the best driver ever. And then it runs directly into a tree.
Drive into a pond.
Wait, what's a Chinese fire drill?
That's when you switch around the seats in the car while it's still going.
It's like you got a stoplight. Everybody gets out their door and goes to a different door.
Oh. I don't know why it's called that.
I'm not sure if that's racist or not. I mean, I normally don't care. But
it probably is.
Probably is racist, but I don't know why.
So it doesn't count.
it's so old school racist that it's not even racist anymore.
Well, the fact that they're saying Chinese and not man from China.
It is a California fire drill. There you go.
wait, hold on. Somewhere in here they meet Tom Bombadil. When did that happen? Were they
from the gypsy?
When they meet like the fucking forest spirit? When Mole and Red?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's on like their own separate adventures that didn't matter. They do meet a forest god, yes.
They meet Pan in the woods, and he's like, and like, what's this shit about? Don't worry about it. And he fucking mind erases them.
That's the cover of the book.
That's when Otter's looking for
his disappeared kid, and they take the boat up the river and find it, and the forest god is there. And you're like, all right, sure. That's the least weird thing about this GTA frog book. So he crashes the car again, and he leaves the guys driving it to die because they're drowning in a pond, and rich people don't know how to swim. And then he makes it back home, and they finds out that his house, Toad Hall, has been...
It's filled with squatters.
It's filled with fucking squatters. And he's like, this world ain't that free.
We still have private property where I come from.
Private property is the only thing I believe in. That and contract law.
My boot's going to have a contract with your ass if you don't get out of my Toad Hall in a second.
So Toad Hall is...
I told you once.
Toad Hall is just being inhabited by stoats and ferrets.
Stoats and weasels.
Stoats and weasels, weasels, stoats and ferrets, all the Mustelids family.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the...
They're all related.
And especially Faye performances of the Wizard of Oz say, weasels, stoats, and ferrets. Oh, my. And then they disappear up someone's trouser leg.
Did you guys know that a stoat, when it's winter, it changes color and it becomes an ermine? And that's where you get ermine coats. It's the same animal. They just give a different name when it's a different color in different seasons. Fucking weird.
They're also tiny.
You need a lot of them to make a coat.
Tiny. You gotta kill like thousands.
Make one coat. I'm pretty sure BrewDog made a squirrel beer. A few bottles were put in stoats. They're similar sized. They look like a North American meerkat. If you look at what they look like,
it's like a little ferret otter thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what a mustelid is. That's a fun word though.
It's the whole like weasel ferret
elongated thing. Mammal family. The yeah, wiener dogs of nature.
Nature's dachshunds. Because those things are not natural.
You know why? You know why we survive in those? The wild?
As man playing God, Jimmy. That's what that was.
Dachshunds were bred to kill badgers, so they could shimmy down to the badger hole and drag them out. They're vicious little
badgers
fucks.
Are ferocious, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm sure that the dachshunds we have now are probably not the same thing.
Good lord. Well, yeah, also like terriers, you know, like those cute little put-in-your-purse dogs were bred to kill rats.
So, okay, a toad hall is full of ferrets and weasels. So toad gets together with mole and rat, or water rat and badger, and they just go full Rambo. They're like, we have guns. And they just go in, guns blazing, and just mow them all down. Or at least that's what I was imagining in my head, because it really isn't explained. It really is just like, and then we went into the house, and then they left in body bags.
They send Mole to scout, and Mole encounters the guards outside, and he's like, oh, you guys are in for bad, because we've got like a million badgers coming, and they all have guns. We're going to fuck you up. And they're like, oh, no. And so they sneak in through the tunnels because Badger has an underground network of tunnels that go everywhere needed for plot. And they bust in through the basement, and then they hit everybody with sticks and they all run out. And then the weasel guards outside think that they're being attacked by a million badgers and not four weirdos with sticks. And they all just leave.
They left out the part where they all just meat spin in front of the guys until they feel obliged to leave.
Oh, speaking of meat spin...
yeah, right.
They do the attack, and they're all yelling out British shit like tally ho and shit like that. And then
which is short for tell your mother she's a ho.
Yes, true.
That's why you say it in this scenario.
But Toad he's talking about how he's gonna show them a good time, you know, beat the fuck out of them. But he yells, Toad, he went a pleasuring, he yelled. I'll pleasure him. Just like, what is he going to do to this guy? And then after they've conquered Toad Hall, Badger said they're eating the feast that the weasels were all eating in his house, and Badger says, and then come along and have some of this cold tongue. It's first rate. I'm very pleased with you, Mole. Like, oh, they're gonna make out.
I'm gonna lick some booty hole tonight.
Yeah,
I did like the sentence much earlier in the book. They talk about Toad for some reason, they just, you know, as a transition, the sounds. Meanwhile, Toad, gay and irresponsible.
It's judgmental, okay, but
it's like, wow, really? Okay.
Poop, poop.
Oh, no. That would be a very irresponsible gay thing to do, to poop, poop on somebody.
I promise.
During certain acts.
I had a colonic. Sorry.
The weasels and ferrets are like, no, poop, poop.
And then everybody's like, Toad, you know, we helped you do this, and don't have a big party and make it all about yourself and how awesome you are. And he's like, but that's kind of my thing. And they're like, don't be a dickhead, man. And so he doesn't. He says everyone else is really cool, and he just helped out. And he did pleasure that one guy, but it was totally unrelated. And then the book is over. And
I just suck like, his dick till he left.
That was a thing.
Yeah. Not. I want to say first off, not enough wind or willows throughout the book.
Yeah, I didn't really get the title at all.
Nope.
I skimmed it. I really did skim it because nothing happens, and it took 200 pages for this nothing to happen. So I thought maybe it would have come up as like a one random paragraph somewhere, but I couldn't find it, and I didn't look hard. So I Googled it, and I found some people on like Quora asking the same question because they probably had to read this for school. Like, I'm going to look for the word willow in the book. Oh, God damn it. It's on every page. It's at the top of the page.
That didn't work at all.
This plan did not work. It's really every fucking page has the wind and the willows on it. All right, you know, I don't give a fuck then what it's from. But apparently, you know, according to Quora, which means it's wrong, they said, one has something to do with nature and the other has to do with, you know, people trying to do things. And I was like, I don't buy that for a hot fucking second. That's nonsense. But I'm not going to find it now.
So I started the book this morning.
Oh, bad move.
I made it about, yeah, right? I made it about 2 pages and I was like, I just cannot do this. Oh my God, I can't do this. So you know what? I found an abridged version that was rewritten. It has all the same plot points, but it's just like much shorter and actually kind of for kids, which made it much easier to get through. And it was still so hard to get through because it was so stupid.
Apparently, for the abridged versions, they cut out a lot of the dumb adventures, like them saving Otter's son from the gay forest goblin or whatever the fuck it was.
They cut off the side quests.
All, yeah, because they really didn't matter at all. It was just like filler. Like, I think if this book were made today, it would have been like, he went to jail for 20 years. That would have either been a time jump or it would have just been like, next chapter he escapes. You wouldn't have had to see what the other people did for those 7 minutes that he was, you know, supposed to be in jail. But this guy was making these stories up at night to entertain his kids. So, you know, he was just filling time.
I didn't think it was that bad. I thought it was...
You gave it 4 stars.
No, I bumped it down to 3. I put it at 3. I thought the half that wasn't Toad was bad, but I kind of liked the Toad half because it was so fucking out there for a kid's book. It's like, let's write a kid's book. What's it about? It's about a Toad that steals a car and then goes on the lam with a bunch of psychos and then he kills everybody. He's like, yeah, all right. That's a good kid's book, man. Sure.
Yeah.
And he kept yelling poop, poop, and I thought that was funny.
There's only so much poop, poop that can carry me through a book.
Propel you.
I keep saying it, yeah. I hated this so much. I hated it.
How about this line here?
So much.
Look at this. Glancing back, they saw a small cloud of dust with a dark center of energy advancing at incredible speed. From out of the dust, a faint poop poop from his dark center of energy.
Yeah. So I can't tell you the list of things I chose to do instead of read this book this week. Like any time I'd read a page, like, hey, I don't think I've cleaned the oven recently. Like anything at all. Like, this is horrible. It's so boring. I tried to force myself to read it by reading it to my kid. And she was like, can we just not? Like, this is... mm-mm. And like, I got through one sentence. I don't know who it's for. It gets really not...
It's for children who had to go working in the mines when they were 12. So, you know.
But it's really wordy and like poetic about nature and stuff like, you know, and I love that kind of writing usually. I thought it was really boring. And then half the plot is garbage. It doesn't matter. And the other half that does quote unquote matter is insane.
Yeah, it's insane.
So I don't know why it's a classic.
I don't know why it's a classic either. It's so bad. But so like the other British children's books of the late 1800s and early 1900s that we've read, it's really just adult. What they thought at the time, what kids want is adults acting silly. That's what they wanted. Like Alice in Wonderland or Peter Pan with like Captain Hook being like, oh, and then what's that other one? Mary Poppins is just Winnie the Pooh. Yep.
Oh, you know what? Animals. I'm getting a vibe here. This is, he says poop poop a lot in this book. It's Winnie the Pooh, Mary Poppins. There's a lot of Dookie.
So it's really just, you know, it doesn't have to make sense. It's just animals as adults or adults just acting silly. They thought that's what kids wanted. And so that's, it doesn't have to make sense at all. That's just what it is.
It's super dated. Like, this doesn't exist anymore.
I can't imagine kids liked it back then either, but adults, because they really didn't care what kids really wanted. They're just like, this is what you're getting.
Fun is for weak children.
It's this or the strap, so pick one. The strap, please.
Eat some more of your herringbone sandwich. Shut the fuck up, kid.
Apparently, this, like, because he had other books, you know, he's kind of established by the time this book came out. And everyone was like, oh, this is, like, the publisher's like, this is different than the good stuff. But the public loved this, and it was wildly popular. I don't know why.
Because it was 1908.
I will say the most important thing from the book is that it gives us the title of one of the shittier Pink Floyd albums. It's The Piper at the Gates of Dawn is the name of the chapter where they meet Pan. And that's one of the early Pink Floyd albums. And I was like, when I got to that, I was like, I wonder if every chapter of this is a Pink Floyd album.
Pink Floyd is just a big Wind in the Willows stealth tribute.
Would you be like, if you found that out and they were like, didn't you notice like every, it's all Kenneth Graham shit. And I'm like, sure.
I would believe that for like, Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, Yes is into deeper shit. Theirs is like, you know, Lord Dunsany, you know, like the proto-Tolkien writers.
The deep, deep magic.
So no one should ever read that. No one should have read it in 1908.
I don't think it holds up for today's audiences. Certainly not today's children. This is actually against the Geneva Convention to read these to children.
It's pure like oxycodone. Like you just like pass out from reading it. Like you could use this to treat pain.
You could use it to put down dogs at the vet.
Comatose. Yeah, absolutely. They kill animals with this. This is terrible. If you can read it, because it's not easy. The words, there's a lot of vocabulary, a lot of dated vocabulary.
It's dense.
It's dense descriptions of stuff. If you can physically comprehend that, you're too old for the story. That's a kid's story.
What's the fucking Redwall? Redwall is better. Do that instead.
Oh, million times better. Yeah.
Same characters.
This did remind me of Redwall.
Water
just
mouse.
Just fewer Jamaican parakeets or whatever. the jaw-loving sparrows of...
True. Wagwan mouse. Wagwan.
That book was much more irie. I would have loved to see the Jamaican version of this. I'm like... We go and bust down Pondy door. Blat, blat. Go and be murder, she wrote.
That would be much better.
Oh, God, I hate it. Nate, it's home.
All right. Well, if you read it, tell us what you thought. Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
And you could be the wind in our willows by going to patreon.com/drunkguysbookclub and paying us to never read this or anything like it again. Or pay us more and we'll have to read it again because we're whores.
And join us on all the social medias under our name and at Goodreads, where we are also social.
And under our name.
Mm-hmm. And check out the Hopped Up Network, a network of independent beer podcasters. And thanks for listening.